Please. In Jesus' name, these texts, Ecclesiastes and Luke, suck. The preacher wanders around and finally decides that even though eating and drinking from the hand of God is a gift of God, most everything else is vanity and a chase after the wind. Jesus offers the parable of the rich fool who stores up stuff, I hope you see the George Carlin piece on stuff from his bountiful harvest in granaries, only to discover that he's going to die that night, or maybe he never discovered it. His harvest is left for others. His richness in his harvest is not something that matters at all to God. That's why the texts suck. This depression, for a clinician like me, is depressing. And there is no hope in biochemistry for this. Well, existential piece. My spouse and I, yesterday morning, went out visiting our barns where our grains are stored. Now, we really don't have literal barns and grain, but we do have a financial advisor. And I'm preparing to retire. So we met together with our financial advisor, who has put together all the financials necessary to be responsible concerning our retirement. All things being equal, we are happily, adequately funded until I am older than I will actually ever get to be. This gave my spouse and me great satisfaction and great comfort, and all seemed right with the world, and then I went back to these texts. And I very much hoped that I'd make it through the night. There is actually hardly gospel here in these two texts. A trace of enjoying bounty as a gift of God, giving thanks always and trying to figure out what actually matters to God. What is missing, though, is actually the third reading that goes with these texts. Colossians 3. So eloquently discussed by my colleague Jeff Gibbs here in chapel sometime last week. If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the God. Think what is above, not what is on earth. What matters is the resurrection. What matters is the redemption of the whole world by Christ and the destruction of the power of death. What matters is that we are joined with Christ, raised with him even now, and this gives us eyesight to see beyond this world, to see that which is above. And while attention to things of this world are important, for they are all God's gifts to us that we thankfully receive and steward in important ways, finally, it is Christ always to whom we look in the midst of it all. And it is Christ who looks at and for and and after us, you and me. We claim the power of the resurrection because Christ has claimed us and brought us into it, and we can now see and value both things in this world and things in the next with our eyes fixed always on Jesus. Amen.